On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 o'clock on All Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians right here in our community. Each year, the good folks at Metro Arts, Inc. present a showcase concert of talented young musicians, and that Young Artist Debut Concert occurs this year on Friday, April 5th at First United Methodist Church. All Classical Portland will be broadcasting that concert a week later on Saturday, April 13th. Today, I'd like to introduce you to one of the young musicians featured on this year's Metro Arts Concert. He is 17-year-old pianist Micah Ng. Now, if that name sounds familiar to you, it may be because he's been a finalist in several regional competitions. A couple of years ago, he soloed with the Jewish Community Orchestra. He was also a finalist in this year's Portland Youth Philharmonic Piano Competition. And yes, on April 5th, he'll be playing in the Metro Arts Concert as well. With such a list of accomplishments, I naturally wanted to know where it all started. Do you remember those first lessons at all?
Yeah, it was with a class, actually, piano class. Like, it was like 15 people, and I remember I never behaved myself. Like, I used to run around and not listen to the teacher, so my mom always used to yell at me on the way home. almost every lesson. Yeah.
How old were you when you started taking lessons, do you think? Would you say five or something?
Five, yeah.
So you've been playing the piano, like, most of your life.
Yeah, about 12 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember, thinking back, was there a moment when it stopped being this kind of, like, I don't know, after-school activity and started being something more important to you? Was there an aha moment? When did something change? Do you remember that?
Well, I think when I was maybe 9, I was, like, really into it. Like, I used to practice a lot. And I was really focused during practice. But then once I turned like maybe 12 or 13, I started to like mellow down. Like I didn't really like it anymore.
Oh.
I used to like not practice as much, not take it as seriously. And there was this one recital where I just played terribly. And I think that was a growing experience because I listened to the recording and I was like, wow, this is pretty bad. And like I need to start, you know, focusing more and practicing more and like really get serious about it. So from that point on, I think I started to really grow in piano and like in music in general. I personally don't think that I'm very talented. I think I had maybe like a little spark of inspiration, and then I got to this point because of hard work and like work ethic and like not giving up.
I'm curious when you say you don't feel like you're that talented.
Yeah.
Really? Is that?
I think that someone could do what I do if they worked hard enough. That's what I believe, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So all of that hard work and all of that devotion and dedication, to me, in a way, that is almost a talent in and of itself. Not everybody can conjure that degree of dedication. Is that something you had to learn too, or do you feel like that's just kind of who you are?
I think that's kind of who I am. Huh. Like just from a kid to like, I just used to work extremely hard on just one thing until I finished. Like I wouldn't like give up. Like there was like puzzles. My dad told me I used to do like a ton of puzzles and like I never quit midway. I always finished the puzzles.
It sounds like you've competed for a number of different things. You won the Jewish Community Orchestra competition a couple years ago, and you know got into the finals of this PYP thing. You're going to, you know, Metro Arts, be performing with the Metro Arts Orchestra too. When you go into this mindset of competing, do you have to talk yourself into a certain mindset, or I mean, do you have to combat nerves? What's your routine? How do you get through it?
Well, I actually have like a really bad problem with like blood flow in my hands. So like I have to like warm up a lot before I perform, and like it's really hard for me to get it warm and stuff like that. So like in the bathroom, I'm usually like rubbing my hands really hard with the paper towels and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, but I'm still trying to figure out a way to deal with that.
Mm. We are chatting with 17-year-old pianist Micah Ng. In the background, we're hearing his performance of Brahms Piano Concerto No. 1 with the Jewish Community Orchestra. He won a spot on that Young Artist Showcase in 2017. This year, he'll be performing in the Metro Arts Young Artist Debut Showcase on April 5th at First United Methodist Church. Micah told me that in addition to all of these competitions, he also plays piano for his church.
It's just serving God in the talent that he gives you. Like, I'm using a skill that I have to just give back and just help others and stuff. So I think that's really important too.
And you mentioned that you'd gone on a mission as well.
Tell me about that. In the Tenderloin District in San Francisco, basically, there's tons of sex trafficking and drugs in that tiny part of the district. There's homeless people on every single block of the sidewalk. And we spent about a week with my church in that area. And we partnered with City Impact. It's an organization to spread the gospel in such like dangerous places in the world. And we stayed there for a week and really humbled ourselves to volunteer there. We helped at homeless shelters. We helped at church services specifically for homeless people. We cooked food for them. We passed out chips and water bottles and stuff. And we really like talked to them. I think that was the most important thing, just talking, having a relationship, remembering their names.
Yeah, I want to know more about that. I want to know everything about that. In that, it doesn't sound like particularly easy work. In what ways was it difficult, and in what ways did you grow from that?
It was a very dirty environment. Like you could smell marijuana 24/7 in the warehouse we were staying in. And it was just a very unclean environment. But I think as the week went on and got easier, and I got more comfortable in the surroundings, and I actually was really bad at talking to people, like having a conversation with just a random stranger. But after that week, I think it really helped me be able to talk to people more, like start up a conversation and carry on a conversation for a longer time. Yeah.
So did you bring those skills back then to Portland?
Yeah, somewhat,
with you? You feel like you're more able to connect with almost anybody you see now? Like more so than before,
but not. Yeah, I'm still somewhat uncomfortable. And I think that perspective in San Francisco actually carried over to my perspective on the homeless in Portland, actually. So
tell me about that, because I think, I mean, everybody in this town, everybody I feel like in the country struggles to know how to help or how to connect with these people. I think a lot of folks just kind of shut down and turn a blind eye because they don't know what to do.
Like,
what would you say?
Well, I think, there are many organizations that help, that specifically help homeless people. Like, some give food and water. The organization we worked with, City Impact, they were more focused on spreading the gospel to this homeless population. They said it was more important than food and water because they're giving something bigger than food and water, like eternally bigger. That was really important to me. Like, most people would think like, oh, if you're homeless, you lost your family, you lost your job, you lost all your belongings and stuff. Like, you would have lost hope in God, lost hope in everything. But the majority of people that I talked to actually were Christian or believed in God. And they asked me to pray with them. I prayed with them. They asked me to give them encouragement, and I think that was super important because it was apparent to me that many of these people still had hope left.
So clearly the church is a big part of your life.
Yeah.
And music is a big part of your life.
Yeah.
Equal weight? No?
Probably church is above piano,
And you're a junior in high school?
Yeah, junior in high school.
And I'm going to be like every other adult in your life right now and ask you, like, do you have any ideas what you want to do once you fly the coop of high school? Like, what If you could paint your future, what would it look like?
For right now, I'm not exactly like 100% sure, but I'm thinking more into like the pharmaceutical field. Yeah, like drugs, maybe making them like through chemistry. The most important thing about that field, like if you're on retail, like you're giving drugs out, then I think that's important to be able to talk to people, regular customers, like over the course of like years. That's something I want to pursue maybe.
Seventeen-year-old pianist Micah Ng. He'll be performing this music by Rachmaninoff in the Metro Arts Young Artist Debut Concert on April 5th at First United Methodist Church. You can find out more about that showcase at metroartsinc.org. All Classical Portland will be broadcasting that concert, by the way, on Saturday, April 13th at 5 o'clock. I'm Krista Wessel, and this has been On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5, we celebrate young musicians right here in our community. And a reminder that every single episode of On Deck has been archived at our website, along with photos and videos of these kids. On Micah's page at our website, you can find out about a special fundraiser he's involved in. So, to listen to this episode of On Deck again and to find out more about Micah Ng, just head to our website, allclassical.org, click Programs, and then On Deck. Again, that's allclassical.org, and I thank you for joining me today. I hope to see you on deck again next Saturday.